Good morning, everyone. Continuing in our learning together of Psuki de Zimra, and we're in the middle of Hodu, after finishing the first part of it, finishing with Romu Hashem Elkeinu. As the Rambam mentions in Siman and Beis, that if a person comes late to davening, if he has time, he should go until there, implying that there's two sections right to Hodu. The first part, as you mentioned in the previous year, and now we're up to the next part. And the Rambam mentions that the next section of Hodu is really just a liket of different psukim found in Tehillim, and they are in many different places. The Ribbin Yakar, however, quotes that there's actually 20 psukim if you include Ramamu Hashem Elkeinu, those two psukim, and the continuation from where we're going to be beginning, which is corresponding to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. It's not clear what the significance of that connection is, potentially. Maybe in a more mystical sense, that the 22 letters of the are correspondent to the letters that are used to create the world. And we're mentioning 22 psukim to highlight Hashem's involvement in the world. In terms of structure, it seems to be that there are seven parts, seven subsections in this part of Hodu. As the theme, as we mentioned earlier, we are now talking about B'nai Yisrael davening, that Hashem should reveal the Geula, recognize Hashgachas Hashem more in this world. Right now, we're in the Gullus, we're in a situation where we're not perfect, and we don't see Hashem's protection, Hashem's involvement and relationship with us in this world. So all these different sections are going to be highlighting different aspects of that experience and the hope that that situation will change. The first section is basically recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps B'nai Yisrael even when they're not deserving, and Hashem expresses chesed and rachamim even when the B'nai Yisrael have sinned. The next section recognizes that B'nai Yisrael have a role in enabling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha in the world, and that allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's future revelation of his nora in the world as we develop and we become more, improve ourselves as well. The third section moves on and is like a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be also recognizing himself as the Shofei Haaretz when he's going to pay vengeance against the people who have killed and hurt the Jews amidst the Gullus. The fourth section bounces then back to our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to save us and protect us and give us salvation, and we have a duty to be boteach in that recognition. The fifth section then transitions from recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who's rachamim, the one who's nokim, the one who protects, the one who's going to be misgal himself, and then it's a call. We're actively now calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this section, we are now calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us and guide us, with the hope that Hashem will make us joyous and happy because of the Geula. In the sixth section, we then recognize and call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want Hashem's chesed, a more proactive, not just recognizing Hashem's chesed, but asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show chesed upon us and save us. And the last section, the seventh section, is really a conclusion of the entire request, where Hashem actually responds, and we recognize that relationship between Hashem as our God and Hashem recognizing that we are his people, and then we declare, hopefully, amidst Hashem, that Hashem will make us happy, and we're going to be actually praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of that Geula. So moving on into the details of that structure, the first section was where we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us rachamim and chesed, even though we are sinners. We first begin saying, Hashem is rachum, and he's going to forgive our averos, and he won't destroy us. And he'll add more strength to calm his anger, and he won't be me'orer, inciting all of his chema. This is a pretty self-explanatory pasuk. However, the Malbim notes that the word af and chema have different connotations. Number one, the word af implies a more external type of anger, and chema is a more internal type of anger. And B'nai Yisrael are saying that while we now are in the galus and we now recognize that Hashem has expressed anger, and we ask, number one, that even though there's anger, there should be more rachamim, here b'leshivapo, with rachmanos. However, there shouldn't be any chema, any internal anger and upsetness with the intent to destroy us, because that'll be way too much for B'nai Yisrael to handle. We then move on to the next pasuk, where we say, At Hashem, you Hashem, now we directly recognize Hashem, lo socha rachamach mimeni, you will not end your rachmanos on me, chas lecha b'mitcha t'midi tzeruni, your chesed and your emes will constantly protect me. The Malbim understands this pasuk to emphasize two different aspects of rachmanos, either rachmanos because Hashem sees that we are completely his lashon meducha, it's aniha meducha v'tzaro, we're completely crushed and are suffering. That's at Hashem lo socha racham mecham mimeni. Hashem's not going to end his rachmanos seeing that we're in such a low state. Or even if we're not in that low state, still Hashem's not going to let us aside. Even if we're not in tzara, still he's going to protect us because of the chesed or the emes. Either the chesed being something that we don't deserve, and Hashem just expresses it, or Hashem has a previous haftacha that he's going to protect Bnei Yisrael. And those are going to be two methods of protection. Our first notes in lines of really the previous idea, the previous pasuk in Hodu, that Hashem protects even sinners. Hashem will have mercy on us and not destroy us, and to completely destroy our spiritual abilities to serve Hashem. Then we conclude this section by saying, Zechor Rachamach Hashem, remember Hashem, your Rachmanus Hashem, v'chasadacha, and your chesed, kimielam hema, for they are eternal. Again, our first notes that this is, even when we sin, Hashem cares and Hashem does not reject us. On the actual psukim, the Radak understands that kimi olam hima means is a comment on Hashem's chesed and rachmanos. Hashem cared for us since the beginning of our inception, from the womb and on, so we assume that it's going to be continuing as well, and have that mercy continue on forward. The Malbim understands, however, that these are just two different aspects of prayer. We're asking for At Hashem lo socha rachamecha, which refers to like the physical protection, and chascha b'chasidecha is referring to spiritual protection, and he hopes that Hashem will show kindness in both areas. So again, this first section is emphasizing that Hashem, it shows rachmanis to Bnei Yisrael, even when they're not deserving, even though when they're in a bad state. Move on to the next set of psukim, the next section, where we talk about our role of contributing to recognizing Hashem's invincibility, but also our role in showing Hashem's control and power. So we say, Tenu oz l'lukim, give strength to Hashem, al Yisrael gavaso, over Yisrael is his majesty, v'uzo v'ashachakim, and his strength is in the skies. And the question really that's bothering the Mefarshim is, what does it mean, Tenu oz l'lukim? How can you give strength physically or literally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So for that reason, Rafersh understands it to be basically understanding that we have to recognize, Tenu oz, give a recognition of Hashem's invincibility in directing Yisrael v'uzo b'ashachkim, which is both a reference to Yisrael, the development of Yisrael, which is the Jewish history, v'uzo b'ashachkim, and Hashem's running of the natural world. However, the Malbim understands it, and this is the theme that the Malbim understand. That's the basis of our theme for this subsection. Understands the word tenu literally, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses a unique relationship with the world and Bnei Yisrael according to our actions. So he understands the pasuk as the following: Tenu, give oz l'Elokim, give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give strength to Hashem. Showing this unique expression of hashkacha and in relationship with the world, because Yisrael gavaso, because of it is on Yisrael where Hashem will be able to express his gaiva, his loftiness, his majesty over the teva, v'uzo b'ashachakim, and the ability to go over to run the world through the powers of Shemayim and not through this miraculous supernatural interactions above nature is also al Yisrael, on Yisrael's responsibilities, on their actions and their involvement, which enables HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express this oz, this power. We continue in the next pasuk. Nora lokim mikdashecha. Hashem is Nora from your mikdash. Kel Yisrael hu nosein oz. The God of Yisrael, he gives strength, v'satzimos la'am, and power to the people. Baruch Elokim, blessed is Hashem. Rav Hirsch explains this pasuk like he explained the previous pasuk, which is that we have to recognize Hashem's invincibility and power in the world. So Nora Elokim, Nora Hashem, Hashem has Nora and awe. But he emphasizes that this is mimik the shecha. Rav Hirsch understands this especially against those who are fighting against those who are holy, which is the Kla Yisrael. Those people who are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will recognize more so the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But those who follow Hashem, who nosin owes l'vitzat moslam, he gives this form of invincibility, as mentioned in the previous pasuk, a little bit of a model of that, reflection of that. He gives it to la'am, to his nation, who follows Hashem. And they will baruch elokim, and this is a expression, a way to fulfill Ratzon Hashem, as Rashi explains the word baruch, is another expression, another way of saying that we're going to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, and those people who fulfill Ratzon Hashem are going to have the oz v'tzatzimos, the power and invincibility, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Malbim understands this line to be, again, a reference to the Bnei Yisrael's responsibility to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in the world. Nora Elokim mimikdashecha. The Nora of Hashem stems, says the Malbim, from the Mikdash. Either literally, as the Radak says, from the Mikdash, both, and he explains the reason why the Torah, the Tehillim emphasizes the plural word of Mikdashecha, because it implies both the Mikdash Shalmala and the Mikdash Shalmata. Or, as the Malbim explains, this is really a reference to the Bnei Yisrael who are miskadesh, who are sanctified themselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their actions enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nora, his awe, to be expressed in the world. And again, hu nosin oz l'tzatzimos la'am. He gives the ability for the oz to be expressed la'am, to the Bnei Yisrael, for that expression to be made. So again, following in this, seems to be the theme, either recognizing Hashem's invincibility or recognizing our role in having Hashem's invincibility expressed in the world. We then move on to the third section, where we talk about Hashem's vengeance on the world. We say, Kel nekamas Hashem, kel nekamas Mofia, Hashem, who is nokim, Hashem should be Mofia, he should express his revelation. Hinasim shofet haaretz, raise the shofet haaretz, should be raised. Hashev gemul ageim, he should repay payment to those who take pride. Simple understanding of this, these two psukim, is as the Radak explains that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pay vengeance against the enemies of Yisrael, who throughout the Galus have been killing Bnei Yisrael. We ask Hashem to be Mofia and to express this midah of nakama and show mishpat to the enemies who unjustifiably killed the Bnei Yisrael. It's interesting to note that Rashi understands the word Hufia means not for the world to recognize, but for us to recognize that Hashem is still in our midst, even though we've been in the long gelus. It's interesting to note, though, if we first understand these two psukim as two different points. The first point is saying that Hashem, even though he's expressing nekama to the Bnei Yisrael, we ask Hashem to be mafia to show how this is progressing and creating a better situation long term for Bnei Yisrael to develop and grow from the situation. And then we ask Hashem to pay, in the next pasuk, to Hashem Gmol Giyim, to pay justice to those who actually deserve this expression of vengeance. We then move to the fourth section, where after recognizing that in the Gullus we are suffering and the nations of the world are destroying the Bnei Yisrael, and we ask for vengeance, we call on Hashem to protect us, and we're boteach in Hashem. We say the following, L'Hashem ha'Yeshua, to Hashem is the Yeshua, al amcha v'rchasa chasala, to your nation, you should bless them, or is your blessing, Selah. Rashi explains that these two clauses, Lashem HaYeshua and Allah Mechaver Chasecha, represent this relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Hashem is responsible for saving us. Lashem HaYeshua, Hashem is going to save us. However, it's our duty that after we be saved, that we recognize that and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Him. We then move to the next pasuk, Hashem Tzvakos, Imanu Hashem, who is of Hashem Tzvakos, He is with us. Miskablanu, He is a stronghold for us, Elokei Yaakov, who are the Elokei Yaakov Sava. Again, emphasizing that Hashem is going to protect us. Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem who is in charge of Hashem Tzvakos, who is Hashem Tzvakos, Ashrei Adam Poteach Bach, praiseworthy is a person who is Boteach in Him. Again, emphasizing this dichotomy that we recognize Hashem is going to protect us, and it's our duty, it's our responsibility to be Boteach in Hashem. We have this relationship with Him, even amidst the Gullus. We then move on to the fifth section, where we really transition from recognizing Hashem as all these different, with all these different midos, as a being who shows rachmanis and chesed, where we recognize our role in expressing that oz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that interaction with Hashem is upon us, and recognize His invincibility. After recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Kel Nekamos, and that it's our duty and our responsibility to have that relationship to be Boteach in Him, we now call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us and save us. We say, Hashem Hoshia, Hashem save us, HaMelech Hanin of Yom Karinu. It is not clear who exactly is the Melech and how the breakdown works, if the Melech is being Ona, something else, or he's saying Hashem Hoshia as well. This is a dispute amongst the Mefarshim. Rav Hirsch and the Radak explained the Melech is referring to Hashem. The people are praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hoshia, Hashem save us, and HaMelech, the king, Yanin of Yom Karinu, Hashem will answer us on our days. Now, Rav Hirsch explains that the emphasis of the word HaMelech, why we're emphasizing the Midah of Malchus here, is not just as a recognition of Hashem as the king, but it's our duty, our responsibility to maintain that relationship of Malchus. And that entails commitment and servitude for the king. And with that, Hashem will protect us because it will enable us to fulfill our duty as subjects to the king. Alternatively, the Ibn Ezra and the Ma'abim understand the Melech to be referring to David HaMelech, a Jewish king. The Ma'abim understands this pasuk the following. B'yom Karinu, on the day that we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMelech Yaninu, the king will call out Hashem Hoshia. Hashem is the one who's going to protect us. We recognize his protection. Alternatively, the Ibn Ezra, as he understands it, is a little bit different, not that the king will be calling out Hashem Hoshia, but rather B'yom Karinu Hashem Hoshia, on the day that the people call out Hashem save us, HaMelech Hanenu, the king will say Amen. He will answer Amen as well, that this should be the case. It's a tefillah that Hashem should answer us. We then say Hashia Hoshia Samecha, we call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem save your people, Uverech Es Nachala Secha, and bless your Nachala, Urim, and guide them, and Nasim, raise them, Adolam, until forever and ever. The simple understanding of this, as explained by the Radak, is saying Hashem should protect us from our enemies. The Ma'abim adds a little bit more nuance, and he explains that we ask Hashem to save us because we're your nation, but the aspect of bracha, of Tosevus bracha, adding more blessing into the world, is because of Nachla, because we're going to be a nation which will be continual, like an inheritance which is continuing forever and ever, and because of that, that's a special reason to have continual bracha. And that should be another reason as well, not just why we should be guided as a nation, but nas aim raised more and more ad olam forever because of this aspect of nachala, which is an internal concept which continually inherent that continually goes and goes. We then add in another pasuk about our request for Hashem to protect us. Nafshenu, our soul, chikas al Hashem, is waiting for Hashem. Ezreinu, He's our help, umagininuhu, and our shield. The Radak explains that this pasuk is a comment made by the Bnei Yisrael, who are basically yearning for Hashem and hoping in Hashem. And then the reason is because, why are they being chikas al Hashem? It's because of the bitachon of the previous section, that He is Ezreinu Magininuhu, that He is our help and our shield. The Malbim adds that the emphasis of chikasa means waiting even when it's not comfortable and it's not immediate, and the protection is Ezreinu, a natural protection, Umaginu, Nenu, and protection from human calamity, human disaster, wars, and other things like that. We conclude the section by expressing our hopeful feelings. Because we have bitachon in your shem kacho, Hashem, we express our heart is happy because we know Hashem will protect us. And the Malbim adds that even this is a comment on the long way of chikasa, that even though it's taking so long, we know that Akash Baruch Hu, and we have confidence in his guarantee that he's going to protect us. And we know, shame kutcho, that we know, as the word shame implies an access point, we know we have a connection, we know we have an access to Akash Baruch Hu, and that it's our source of bitachon, even though we have to wait. Moving on to the sixth section, after asking Akash Baruch Hu for protection and us and salvation, we now move and say Hashem should save us and ask Hashem to save us, not just because of any zechuyos, but because of pure chesed. We begin by saying the following: Yehi chasdecha Hashem aleinu. It should be the chesed of Hashem on us. Kasher yichan lach, reciprocal to the way we waited for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim notes, in light of the previous pasuk, really, we ask for Hashem not just to give us geula, but we should have it speedily and not have the issue of chigasa because we waited. We have so much faith in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but it's really an expression of chesed. We continue on in the next pasuk. Harina Hashem chasdecha. We ask Hashem to show your chesed, v'yashacha, and your Yeshua titin lanu. He should give it to us. Again, the Radak highlighting the importance of chesed. He explains that we're asking Hashem to show this chesed, show us this protection, even though we don't deserve it. He should titin lanu, give it to us like a gift. We conclude with this subsection by saying, Kuma zasalanu uftinu l'man chasdecha. Hashem, go up, stand, arise, and save us and redeem us for the sake of your chesed, again, not because of our zechuyos, but because of your chesed. The Malbim on this pasuk notes that we're asking for two things, Ezra and Pidya. Pidya is a bodily protection, and the Ezra is a spiritual protection, a spiritual salvation. We conclude with the seventh section, after we ask Akash Baruch Hu for protection, both just protection and even mitzvah chesed, even though we don't deserve it, we actually now have a conclusion with a response, and a response from Akash Baruch Hu, and our response to that as well. We start by saying, Anochi Hashem Lakacha, Hashem responds, I am Hashem your God, Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Mitzrayim, Harcha Picha V'Amaleu, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it up. And the simple understanding of this is that Hashem is responding to all our requests, that Hashem says, I will fulfill what you've requested, and I will take you out. The same way seemingly I took out of Mitzrayim. Our first notes that this is not just a guarantee. Hashem is actually giving us a demand for us to fulfill, a role for us, a mission for us to fulfill. He says, Hashem responds, or first explains that Hashem is responding to our tefillos by saying, Anoch Hashem halkecha malcha. I took you up, and not just took you out, I elevated you from the language of ma'aleh to rise up. And all that is in a function of your now duty, because of your heightened, elevated status, to serve me and fulfill my word. To this, the Bnei Yisrael now respond both as in a general recognition of praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then in a more personal response by saying the following: Ashrei Am Shekach Lo, praiseworthy is the nation that this is to him, and we'll see what that means. Ashrei Am Shehashem Lakav, praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem is his God. And just striking from the language, we start saying, Hashem Elokav, Hashem is the God of Bnei Yisrael. And the previous pasuk is Hashem recognizing that he's Hashem Elokecha, he's the God of the Bnei Yisrael. So there's this response, there's this recognition of the relationship that's going on, and that's being reflected in both these pasukim in this response. In terms of the Shekach Lo, what is this that makes the nation praiseworthy? So Rashi and the Radak explain it's the Hatzlacha, that Hashem is going to save them. However, the Malbim explains, emphasizing really the importance of Elokav and the previous pasuk of Hashem recognizing that he's Elokecha, that Shekach Lo is the fact that Hashem is with us. That is the reason why we have to be praised. We are praised because we have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we now have a personal expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ani, as for me, v'chastecha v'tachvi, me as the nation of Yisrael, I rely on your chesed Hashem, yagili bi b'shu'asecha, my heart will be joyous in your salvation, Ashir LaHashem Kegama Alai, I will sing to Hashem because you have reciprocated to me and you have given me redemption. It's interesting to note that the Gra mentions that these three clauses of Chaslecha V'tachti and Yagel Libi B'Shosacha and Ashir LaHashem emphasize three different points about Bitachon that was emphasized in the previous sections. The first is V'Chaslecha V'tachti. I was Boteach in your Chesed, even when I wasn't deserving, even when I was in a terrible situation, in Neisara. Yagel Libi B'Shosacha, I looked into your Chesed. I looked into your Yeshua. I didn't look to anyone else. And Ashir LaHashem Kigama Alai, once I was saved, I didn't forget about you, and I still recognize you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again emphasizes the relationship point. The Malbim has a different emphasis of this pasuk. It begins with this assumption that the word gil is different than the word simcha. Simcha means a constant, unsurprising joy, versus gil is a new type of simcha that wasn't expected. And he says, why is the Navi, or the Tehillim, using the pasuk of the word Gil in this pasuk, if, in fact, that David HaMelech is Boteach already in Hashem's salvation, what's the new Simcha that's being expressed in the Yeshua Hashem? And he explains that David HaMelech has a new appreciation of what the reason for this salvation was, and it highlights the unique nature of the relationship with him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim explains the following, that David HaMelech was saying, "Bani v'chaslecha v'tachti, I originally thought and based my bitachon on your chesed, that the reason why I was going to be saved was because I didn't deserve it, and it was all through the midas chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving me. However, yagel bi b'shosecha, when I was actually saved, I had this new simcha, and I was ashir LaHashem, and I sang to Hashem, because I realized, ki gamal alai, because Hashem saved me, not because simply because of chesed, but because Hashem viewed my actions appropriate and significant, and therefore he reciprocated, he was gamal, according to what I have done. And that shows not just a one-sided relationship of true chesed, but it shows really a two-sided relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man being able to have a significant relationship and impact in this world on Hashem's revelation of Hashgacha Hashem in the world. And that was the simcha, the new simcha that was revealed. And it's really a very fitting end, because the entire discussion of until now was us hoping in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking for chesed, but also recognizing that we have a duty, at least in the eyes of the Malbim, to express the invincibility, the oz to new oz lelokim, and that has been fulfilled in the end of days, in the end of this perek. So to end of this section of Hodu. So just to review the big picture, we begin the first section or subsection of this part of Hodu, where Bnei Yisrael are in Galus and they're asking Hashem to protect them. They first recognize that Hashem is going to be showing Rachmanus to Bnei Yisrael, even though they're not deserving, even though they're full of sin. But they also recognize in the second section, at least according to the Malbim's understanding, that they have a duty to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oz through their actions and express invincibility of Hashgachas Hashem's supernatural abilities over nature to the world. Alternatively, it's for them to recognize Hashem's invincibility in the world. They also recognize that in the Galus Hashem, Hashem has enabled the nations of the world to kill them and ruin them, and they ask that Hashem express his midas hamishpat onto the nations of the world that have been killing them, and give due justice to what these people deserve. The next section emphasizes again the ability that Hashem will in the end give Yeshua to Bnei Yisrael, and they recognize that it's their job to be boteach b'Hashem because Hashem will deliver. Then transitioning from the recognition of Hashem as being all these, expressing all these midos, Bnei Yisrael now call out to Bnei Yisrael, to Hashem, to protect them. They say, Hashem Mashiach, Hashem should save us. Either the king's going to answer us, or the king's going to call out that Hashem should save us. Basically calling Hashem to save them, even though it's taking a long time. They know that Hashem's going to answer the tefillos, and they're going to be happy for that because of that bitachon. Then they move on to the next request, that even if they don't deserve anything, it should be through Midas HaChesed that Hashem should save them, and it should be quick and speedy. Ultimately, Hashem responds in the last subsection that he's going to take them out And he recognizes that there's this relationship of Hashem Elkecha, and we recognize that Hashem is Elkav, and that's something that's praiseworthy, Ashrei Am Shekachalo, as well as the fact that it's our duty because to serve Hashem because he's Malacha, he took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And we recognize that Hashem is going to take us out, and we're going to sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just praises for the salvation, but recognition that, as the Malbim explains, we have a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of that is the is exactly what we've been asking for, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for during this time in the exile. And looking at the big picture of this, really this tefillah of Hodu in the placement of our davening, after we start inaugurating our Pesukei Zimra with first a general recognition of how tefillah works with Mizrach Shir Chanukah Sabbath David, and then moving on to Baruch Shamar, where we basically initiate a pledge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to say tefillah, praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable us to recognize Hashem and commit ourselves more to Avodas Hashem. Hodu in its totality is a very interesting combination. It's a combination of a hakdama to Hakravas HaKarbonos, as historically Hodu has been recited, but it's also a vision for the future, both of how our job in recognizing Hashem's role and our duty to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. But it's also, at least emphasized in the second part, it's a very realistic expression of how we are yearning for this greater fulfillment of Hiskalus, this revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and being able to have the Geula properly experienced, which in many ways, even though it's in some ways a bakasha, it highlights really what the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We want to have that close relationship with Him. And tefillah, especially amidst the galus, where we don't have the access to karbanos, tefillah is one of the best ways that we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that and have that relationship and have our actions have an impact in developing that relationship. And in many ways, this tefillah in its totality is a very beautiful way of starting the Pesukei Zimra process and really the tefillah process in general as we start our day.